Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Can I say wow? Okay, of course Coach Adams is so biased, but wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, guess what? You're in luck. Archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available on demand online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media, the number four, the letter U. Again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into our programming with today's in-studio guest around our subject. And then we will invite you, our global listening audience, our audience, to participate, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and encourage. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are talking about and taking a close-up look, an intimate look at the power of forgiveness with our in-studio guests. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Send someone a quick fax, an email, write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Whew. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, tablets, iPads sitting at your desktop or your laptop, you want to do what you need to do to pull up notes on your smartphone, whatever, so you can capture the richness around what will be shared with today's in-studio guest. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we truly have an all-star that is joining us in our virtual boardroom in our studio. Our expert guest on this subject of forgiveness, wow, I could say so much about this individual, Joanne Sanders, Pastor Joanne Sanders. I met this beautiful light, I don't even know how many years ago now, and God simply knit us together. She is truly one of my most beloved spiritual sisters. She is a mighty, anointed, powerful woman of God, woman of prayer. You need a prayer partner? Ooh, you need to call Pastor Joanne, because talking about somebody that knows how to pray and get those prayers through for you, formerly over the prayer department at the prayer ministry, more specifically at my church, our church, Faithful Central Bible Church, the Family of Faith, under the leadership of Bishop Kenneth C. Omer. I can go on and share, and we'll share more during our broadcast today. But join me, our global listening audience, in giving a warm Motivational Mondays welcome to my sister friend, Pastor Joanne Sanders.
Okay.
Welcome, beautiful.
Hello, audience.
You're like, okay, I didn't know what to expect, didn't know where all that was coming from. Well, you know, I am, as you and I were speaking offline, I am so excited about today's subject because I know it's truly going to be rich. And you know what's so interesting? I was with an associate for a short period of time this afternoon, and we were having a dialogue, and before I walked in, what happened was they were looking at a YouTube clip of a Steve Harvey show. I don't even know when this show aired, but Tisha Campbell Martin was on the show, and she was talking about forgiveness, and she was talking about the release of a song that she has coming out, it's already out, I'm sure, Still Here, and she was sharing her story of being molested at age 3, and I guess sometime this year, and she's, I think, 46 or something like that, I hope I'm not misquoting on her age, but she was talking about how she just got a letter, I don't know how many pages this letter was, from the person that molested her at age 3, and she had to be faced with forgiveness. So, of course, you know, I know today's topic is the power of forgiveness. For me, that was confirmation that we were on the right track, and I got excited about that. Well, you know, I love to ask Pastor Joanne, anyone that is on the show, any of my in-studio guests, we can go on and on about one's bio and what that states and professionally who they are. But off of the page of your bio, if you were to describe who Joanne Sanders is, how would you describe her?
I would describe myself as free. There was a time that I was in bondage to unforgiveness, and I would describe myself as wanting other women to feel this freedom of a woman that has been molested and violated and raped by her husband many of time, violated with hitting upside the head and calling me whores and bees, and God just, oh my God, it happened so fast that I began to pray and love him as a brother in Christ. Nobody could do that but Jesus. And I know it was for a day like this that I can truly say I have totally forgiven my ex-husband. It made me who I am today. I don't think I would have had the joy and the love and the compassion for a person that was so cruel. And I can say that. I pray for him. He is the father of my children. I have a son. I don't know if he wants me to tell his age, but I'm sure he don't mind. I have a son that is 55. I have a daughter that is 53. I have another son that is 45. And then I also have a son that is 40. So I am so blessed to know what it's like to walk in forgiveness. It's the most powerful tool that I have known in my life that God gave me. And it's a gift. If we would open up and say, you know what, I'm choosing to forgive. You can hold on to unforgiveness. But to choose to be free from someone that, and I know, and I'm not making lightly of a molested, because I was molested at 7 by a deacon in the church, and I'm set free. He's gone on to be with the Lord, hopefully, but I never had hate because I didn't understand what really was happening to me, because you're 7 years old, you really don't know. And I had a twin brother that I knew, I don't know if he saw something or the Lord put something in his spirit, but he would not allow me to stay in the house and not go and to help this man. That's how he started, had me helping him pass nails. He was remodeling my grandmother's kitchen. But such a cruel thing to happen to a child and you don't understand. Because at that time, the devil thought I would never be what I could be. It may have stammered me for a while, but God protected me. I did not remember it for years and years and years until it was time to talk about it at the right time, because God is a God that's on time.
Well, I must say, you gave us quite a richness there, and I can definitely hear the layers of those different circumstances that you have gotten your freedom from that are the backdrop of, that are the backdrop of your story that, you know, really has gotten us to this place. And so, you know, give us a greater fullness of the relationship, which, of course, I know has stimulated a chapter in a book that you're a contributor to. What did it take, or what was the defining moment for you to really realize, I have to break free from, I can't hold on to unforgiveness. In order for me to be free, I have to figure out how to forgive. And give us some wisdom around how someone could forgive such hurtful situations, molestation, and the various things that were shared.
I believe, first of all, God knew what he had planned for me. That verse, all that we say a lot, we throw it around, God had a plan for me, but God knew exactly what my future looked like. Like if, for instance, today that I'm ministering to women and also men now that have gone through trauma, when I realized what was really in me was one day my ex-husband said, I'm going to drive you crazy. You know, it's kind of like I was holding everything together, even though the things that he would say to me I hadn't broken yet. So what happened was when he told me I'm going to drive you crazy, I knew then that that wasn't going to happen because, you know what, that actually gave me power. It infused me with power, like I got to get this together. I have to get this together because there's no way you're going to just control me that way. Because, see, I didn't. I got married at 17, and I had a child by the time I was 18. And so I'm a kid. I don't really know. I'm just out of high school. And so when I married my husband, I didn't even know, that let you know how naive I was, I did not know that I was being controlled. And he was controlling me because he was older, and he knew I was passive. Because one thing about molestation, the molester has a way of breaking you down. And they know who's naive, they know how to move on it, and they know you're not going to tell, that they could put fear in you that you don't tell. So when he told me, the wake-up moment for me was when he told me that he was going to drive me crazy, I got empowered. Now, at the age of 33, I did not realize that I had the power which was invested in me because the Lord knew he was going to use me mightily. There's no way I could stand in a group of women or men and have this power and this love and this forgiveness. That one thing that he said to me and empowered me to be able to fight back. I was 33. I never worked. I was a housewife. And the Lord spoke to me one day and said, I need you to go enroll in college. And I did that. I was beginning to be not passive anymore. I knew we were going to get divorced. I knew that we weren't going to stay together. And at the time, I was a pastor's wife. And I was trying to protect him because it was family, friends, that was a member of our church. And so I had to let him know that you're hitting me and you raping me, I'm not going to allow that to take over me and who I was and what God had to do with me. And so once I started going to college and meeting people, there was a world out there that I knew nothing about, because our highlight was going to church and coming home, going to the show. That was it. And I thought that was great because that's all I knew, because he was more like a father than he was a husband. So I would say the thing that turned me around was when he began to speak negative to me about how he was going to drive me crazy.
And you know what's so interesting, Joanne, about what you're sharing about what he spoke, and you and I touched on this earlier, and as you know, I have a chapter in a book that is the Insight into Empowerment, the Change book, number 14, and my chapter is titled The Power of Words. And you and I were speaking about the lie that many of us have heard, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Many people are still wounded today from words that were spoken 3 months ago, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years ago. Those bones have mended and healed, but yet those words have lived on. And so the reality of you recognizing those words but shaking against it because of your anchor in Christ, saying no.
Oh, my God. I know.
Let me tell you this. You will not drive me crazy. Oh,
no. Let me tell you this. My grandmother was a powerhouse warrior, and she was very observant and had a very sensitive spirit. And she said to me one day, she was visiting, this is when I'm still married and we got the church and all that. She said to me one day, "Joanne, when do you pray?" And I said, kind of huffy, like, "I pray." And she said, "No, I asked you when." I said, "Well, I pray over my food." I'll let you know just how naive I was. I said, "I pray over my food and before I go to bed at night." I really, with my finite, not having the ability to really know, that is not a prayer life. And so she sat me down, and I want you guys to really hear this. She sat me down at the table. She said, "Baby, I know you can buy you a T-bone steak, filet mignon. You can buy anything you want. Your husband bought you this beautiful car." She said, "But if you don't get a prayer life," she prophesied this to me, "if you don't get a prayer life," she said, "something is coming. I don't know really what it is, but I feel it in my bones. It's going to wipe you out." She said, "I want you to get a prayer life, read your Bible every single day, cry out to the Lord and thank him for what he has done for you." I mean, it was like emergency, and I took her at her word, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't be on this phone right now, because what I was going through, I hope this doesn't frighten anyone, but I literally wanted to die, and I didn't know why I wanted when the storm did come, I didn't really realize why I was feeling like killing myself. The reason why I was feeling like killing myself, because when you find out that your husband is having an affair and he's a pastor, well-respected, neighbors just loved him, took kids on those bike rides up in the mountain, and I just thought I could not make it without him. I literally used to say, "Lord, if my husband ever die, I want to die." Now, first of all, the Bible says you don't put no man up on a pedestal, even though he was my husband. But God let me know I was looking at the wrong thing. I built my life around my husband because that's all I know. We were married for 18 years. But I tell you, get a prayer. If I could just see you and touch you, please ask the Lord, "Lord, teach me how to pray." Start reading your Bible and pray the word, you know. You got to have a prayer life, because you may be young, old, middle, it doesn't, attacks have no age limit on it. And if you don't become a prayer, I mean, you don't have to pray like me, pray like Minister Shania. You don't have to pray like other people. God's word is the most powerful thing that you can emulate. Pray the word of God. Prayer life, read your word. I'm telling you, it's going to take you a long way. If I had not had that news, I don't know if anybody on the line ever experienced that you find out your husband is cheating on you. When I would be in church, you guys, this is how my self-esteem was so low. I would sit in one seat, and my husband's girlfriend, which was his secretary, she would be sitting like 10 seats away from me. And I just tried my best not to look over there. I just thought I was praying her away. My grandmother was helping me pray. But when a person has a Jezebel spirit, that control spirit, only God can move them. Only God can move them.
Wow. You know, as I'm sitting here listening to you share the richness of your story and the layers that many people, the reality is, may not ever recover from such devastation. You know,
yes.
As you stated, marrying your
yes.
husband at 17, you know, he was everything. He was a pastor, well-respected, and all of this stuff is going on behind the scenes, has an affair, and so on and so forth. That's a lot of heaviness to work through. And I hear you saying that forgiveness 101, as I'm calling it, is the first thing is you have to make sure your relationship with Christ, that you have a greater anchor, is tight and you're communicating. I mean, prayer basically is communicating with God, speaking to God. As it relates to our subject and the power of forgiveness, because we definitely can hear, there was a lot of stuff, a lot of layers that you had to work through, and we learned that prayer is significant. Again, forgiveness 101, what else would you share to someone listening in that is struggling? They are struggling with forgiving someone else. They're struggling with forgiving themselves, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
How would you walk them through getting to this place of forgiveness?
The first thing I would say is forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. And after you go through all the trauma, you have to make a choice. Am I going to carry this person everywhere with me like he's tied to your body or she's tied to your body? Or am I going to set myself free from this by loving them? Because the word says, love your enemy. And listen, it was hard for me. It was hard for me. This didn't happen overnight. I actually went and had counseling because my fears of how I reacted, my children were watching me. I had small children. I had two different generations. Had the older kids, and then I had started having kids over 10 years after my daughter. You got to have a made up mind that I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired of walking around depressed all the time, pretending. I did a lot of pretending, smiling, praise the Lord, and that was just sending me in a swirling spin. When I was like a public success and a private failure, so I decided I'm going to go to counseling and get some help. Because you got to realize when you get to the point where it's a little too big for you. So when I went to the counselor, that was the one thing she says, how long are you going to let this person be tied to you? Everywhere you go, you're taking them. And even if you see them, your chest starts hurting. It can cause all kind of illnesses in your body. And so she worked with me, and she asked me this one question. She said, why did you stay? I stayed in the church for 2.5 years, knowing that nobody in the church knew that my husband was having an affair because I was trying to protect him, until the Lord said, I need you to leave this church because you are about to have a nervous breakdown. And so I had two small kids at that time. And so when the counselor began to tell me, you are going to be on life support because you're not who people think you are, and you got to let this go. You got these two small kids. And as I when I came home from that session, I looked at my kids. I said, I got to come out of this. I got to let him go. And then you know what? Oh, this is so beautiful. When I found out he was a coward and just a cream puff, he really was. Because any man that beats on a woman, he's not a man. He's a coward. And when I found that out, my power began to build and build because I knew that there was something better. When I was 5 years old, I knew I was special. I knew there was something special about me, and the enemy did not want it to develop. And so I had to walk in what God was calling me, and I could hear God like never before, because when you pray and you spend time with God, he's going to lead you, guide you. You're going to know exactly. You won't have that heaviness no more. You could see the person, look them in their face, and love them. I'm telling you, you got to make the choice to forgive, because it is for you. It's not for that other person. Because, see, God have a call on each one of our lives, and he want us to walk in holiness and righteousness. And the word is going to be the thing that's going to lead you to where God wants to take you. It's going to be the key to where God is going to take you, because we do not know who is watching us. There are people that are watching you, and they just looking at you, and they can see the light inside of you, and they know what you're going through. They're wondering, how in the world did she? Forgiveness, that's how. Forgiveness is that's how I was able to overcome, because you don't want that to control your life, because especially if you have children are watching you like a hawk. Your light can deliver someone. They can see you speaking or, you know, praying or whatever. I didn't know I was a leader. I didn't know that. I didn't find that out until I was delivered from unforgiveness and bitterness. All that stuff that just shrivels you up. And, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you praise God and you know you're free. And, you know, another thing, you got to deal with little stuff. The enemy will send you little things that will fester in you. It may be a member, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. But you got to deal with that quickly. You got to just cry out to the Lord, I don't want my heart to be bitter and angry right now, Lord. Would you please, Lord God, remove this from me. I choose, Lord God, to forgive the person, Lord God, that has offended me. See, offense is another thing that we deal with Christians, because a person can say something, they have no idea that they have offended you, and you're walking around upset with them, and they went to sleep that night, and you were up all night because you're so angry. You got to ask the Lord, take this offense away from me. I don't want to have this offense, Lord God. That's another weight, and you have to choose to let that offense go.
And, you know, I love the point that you made, that it's a choice, and that as we're talking the power of forgiveness and Forgiveness 101 here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our powerhouse dynamic in-studio guest, Joanne Sanders, what we've learned is that our prayer life is key. We must have that God relationship tight. We must communicate with God on a regular basis. That forgiveness is for us. You know, I think about Joanne, a pastor that we mutually know, Pastor Charles Brooks, formerly with Faithful Central Bible Church. And I think about, he gave this illustration that he was holding he had some people sitting down, and there was someone, he was playing like someone was holding a gun to that person. And he said, unforgiveness, when you hold on to that unforgiveness is like you holding you hostage, which I could so see that illustration, because you said, you must make the choice. How long are you going to hold on to this person and this offense and this situation? And in order for you to break free, you have to let them, you have to let the situation go. And it's not easy, because we've all had offenses. We've all had situations. I remember my first relationship, Lord help me. Oh, my goodness, just as young, and he hurt my heart. Joanne, he tore it up. And, you know, I realized I had to forgive. And how did I get through that? Literally through prayer. And I remember that I, you know, the Lord was ministering to me, and I said, I'm going to start praying for this person. And I would say, Lord, deal with them, deal with them. Okay, then Lord, bless them. And then it got deeper that I was able to really, and I knew that I was getting free from the hurt of those emotions. And so I love what you're sharing. It is so rich. And we are going to give you, our global listening audience, an opportunity. Maybe you have a question around this subject of unforgiveness. And so we're going to give you an opportunity in just a moment. But Joanne, I have to ask you, because of course a part of Motivational Mondays is giving empowerment to the listener, our global listening audience, around their being in a position to manifest their vision, to achieve their goals and living out their dreams. And I know you said early on you knew you were special, and by gosh, you truly are. No question about it. And God's call around prayer was so evident. What would you say to someone that says, oh, I don't have that story, but they're struggling and they're not getting the throughput in their lives? Would you say that they may need to step back and look at, are you holding on to unforgiveness? Any thoughts around that?
I would. That's why I'm glad that you talked about prayer partner. I would want you to pray and ask God, Lord, give me someone that is anointed, that have a call in their life, and you see them and they have the joy of the Lord. Oh, my God. You see that in them. And I'm not saying you're asking them to mentor you. If that happens, great. But that someone that has a prayer life, I would say to you, search your heart and you, well, first of all, let me back up. I would like for you to get a journal. I have maybe 5 or 6 journals that I've written in. And begin to start writing your heart and what you feel. And I tell you, it's going to open up things. Because, see, sometimes when you don't talk it out and it's just on the inside, it will let you know who you are. And God can handle whatever it is. And if you begin to write in a journal, I'm not saying every day. Sometimes I write every day. Sometimes I don't write for a month. But whenever I'm led by the Holy Spirit to start writing, I write scripture. I write scripture in my book. And sometimes, like, you can't think of where that scripture was found. You can sometimes be, your mind can be renewed by words that you wrote about yourself. Even about, I have even wrote about a guy I thought was my husband, and I was like, Lord, prepare me to be a wife, and just embarrassing things that I wouldn't want my kids to hear, that I just knew that was my husband. And the Lord brought to my attention, that is not your husband, because you need to know the content of that person's heart before you would get yourself involved in that. So I would say, first of all, recognize that you do need a prayer life. Recognize there is someone that you could talk to, like a prayer partner or someone. And I would say, love yourself. Just love on yourself. When I found out, oh, my God, when I found out who I was, when I found out how fine I was, I wasn't who he said I was. I mean, I began to love myself, and I can tell you, I love me. Back to that little 5-year-old girl, I got back to where she was and who God told me I was. And I'm telling you, when you begin to love yourself, I don't care what size you are, I don't care what denomination you are, I don't care. When you begin to start loving yourself, that's another way to set yourself free as you find out who you really are. I am who God says I am. I'm not who some guy I thought was my husband or boyfriend or whatever. That would be the biggest thing I would say. Start journaling, get you a prayer partner, and love yourself like I do. I love me. I think I'm the most wonderful person in the world. That's how I feel about me. So that's what I would do.
But, you know, it all starts with that inner wholeness. And loving ourselves is a part of that inner wholeness. And I want to encourage you, our global listening audience, right where you are. I want you to wrap your arms around you and give yourself a big old hug. Love on you. Because if we don't love ourselves, if we don't appreciate ourselves, we will accept behavior that is less than. And so it starts with us. Everything starts with the inward man from the inside out. So I love that. So truly powerful. You know, I'm sure that our global listening audience that's listening in may want to chime in with us at this time. So if agreeable, I would love to invite our global listening audience into our dialogue at this time. So this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're listening in from your electronic device, be it your laptop, your smart device like your iPad, tablet, what have you, desktop, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. There is some great richness that is being shared on today's topic with Joanne Sanders on the subject of the power of forgiveness. And we do have a caller. We're bringing in our caller, area code 949, last four digits 8706. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Joanne Sanders.
Good evening. Good evening, Pastor Joanne. Good evening, Minister Shania. This is Stacy, member of Faithful Central Bible Church. I just want to applaud you both for this topic. I can say personally, Pastor Joanne, you counseled me on the phone. I am, too, a survivor of domestic violence, and when I was reconsidering connecting with my husband, had a conversation with you, and you told me he hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been 12 years later.
Well,
wow. Right. He hasn't changed. So I applaud you. Everything you have said thus far, I echo. Prayer life is essential. My ex-husband used to tell me, "You read the Bible more than anybody I know." But it was because I was reading the Bible that in those toughest times, I could go prostrate before the Lord. And
He
would give me peace that passes all understanding.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
So I am just out. If I had one question, I would ask this question. Pastor Joanne, you mentioned that you had children, and that was part of your motivation. I did not have children. And I liked how you said that you had to see your value. What would you tell that individual who are in relationships and there's not a child that's tying to them to that relationship?
Okay. Well, first of all, even if there's not a child and you've gone through and you survived molestation and you have looked at your life and how it did not turn out the way you thought it would, I would say to that person, it's all about how God sees you and that there is a life. There's life after divorce. Yeah. Life after divorce is so beautiful because that's a hard one. That's if you've never been married and divorced and you survived it, do you know how blessed you really are? Because God brought you through that for a reason. You didn't have the children. But there's so many women that need to hear testimonies. You got a story to tell. You could be talking to someone that's really down and out and they're struggling and they're trying to get through it and forgive. But they just need a little nudge. Because you got to get healed. Because we're not here just for us. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. I am my brother's keeper. You got to get healed and you got to be whole. Heal is good, but when you heal and whole, you could talk to somebody and say, baby, let me tell you. You don't look at him and, you know, and he was my all in all like I used to do. I have to laugh at myself. I really want to give myself a spanking. Thinking that I could not live without him. Ask me that now, how I feel about that. No. No man is worth you looking down upon yourself. So I would say you got to work through it and be healed, because it's not about you. It is about God, because you represent broken women that you can say, baby, if I could make it, I say that myself, if I could make it, anybody can make it. I mean, I was toe up from the flow up. Nobody but God.
Nobody
There's an old saying about your bootstraps. But you can even minister to me because you're whole now. It's not always that I'm so up most of the time, but there's times I'm down and I need somebody that have experienced up and they are still up that you can minister to me. Because we have not all arrived. I would say also,
yeah,
too, get you a scripture that you stand on. Mine is, I want you to read it. This is why you have to get healed and whole. Isaiah 61:1-4. Write that down. Isaiah, this is my resume. This is why I went through what I had to go through. Because women needed me. They need you. They need those that have gone through, and don't be fearful about telling, and shame. Shame will try to block you. There ain't nothing to be ashamed of. No, this is my story. This is my testimony.
Amen.
I hope I answered
Amen.
Your question.
Yes, you did. Thank you. Bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Stacy, somebody is looking at you. Somebody is watching you. And they said, I need to talk to Stacy. And when you tell them your story, oh, my God, it's going to bless them. So there's healing in your bones.
I have been able to share it. Being a part of the Encouragers Ministry, I have been connected with several women. And it, like you said before, it took me a long time to realize that what was happening to me wasn't for me, but it was to help someone else.
God bless you. God bless you. You have made me so excited.
To God be
the glory. That was such a powerful statement. What's happening to me is not for me. And many of us, we think that what I'm going through, it's just me and nobody knows and all of that. But both of you powerful ladies have shared that you've been able to minister to others because of the circumstances that you've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy, thank you so much.
I ask that you press one
to remove yourself from the host queue. Press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Our lines are still open, so you can press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. And, you know, this is such a rich topic. And it's such a rich topic because so many people deal with unforgiveness and the effects of that. You know, like in doing my research, I realized that a lot of mental health issues stem from
unforgiveness,
like depression and chronic stress and, paranoid personality disorder. I mean, I can go on and on, but there's so many internal effects that happen because of one holding on to this unforgiveness. What would you say is the greatest life lesson that you have learned to date in general? Maybe it's around our topic, the power of forgiveness, or just in general. Greatest life lesson that you would be open to sharing that you've learned to date?
That I am not to look at a man in a way that he's going to make me happy. Because marriage is not getting married and right off in the sunset. That's not what marriage was designed from God. Marriage, yes, you love each other and you adore him, but marriage is for ministry. be that example of what a godly marriage is and a healthy marriage. It's not just to party and have somebody lay next to and have sex with. It's a lot. It's much bigger than that. And all that, yes, is a part of it. But marriage also is for ministry. That's really important. That's why you need to know, is the man you're about to marry, is he in love with God like you are? Does he talk about God? Is he a leader of the household? You need to know the best thing, and when I say this, I want you to hear me. The best thing is when you're single and you're ministering and you're ministering to people. Because, see, once you get married, you're going to have to fight to have that time to spend with God. When you're single, you are blessed. You have all the time in the world. But once you get married, you're going to have to work with that to get your time to spend alone. So don't wrap your life around a man and wrap your life around, I want to get married, I'm 40, I'm still not married. Let God take care of your future. He said, I know the plan I have for you.
And, you know, all of what you're sharing, and Stacy said it privately in a text message to me, such sage wisdom. It really is. Because we hear so often, and you're talking about marriage, that, you know, people come broken and, you know, they're half and they think, okay, when we come together, we're going to be a whole. No, you have to be whole beforehand, or you're going to be
yes.
two broken people now in this relationship together. And so if
yes.
you have your relationship, you're working on your relationship with Christ prior to, now when you come together, you are a whole being in him, and it's
yes.
not these two halves. And we have so many misconceptions. You know, I am just processing around this topic, the power of forgiveness. Why do you feel there is such power in forgiveness? And I know you said the little girl, she knew that there was a great call on her life. How has God used all of that for the assignment that he has called you to?
You know, because the chapter I wrote in this book, Every Woman Has a Story, I cannot tell you at the book signing how many people were sitting in that room. If I had not told my story, they may have never been delivered. And how they could see the joy in me, and they knew it was real. You know real joy when you're speaking to a person. You can see joy in a woman across the room. You can see the sadness because it increases your spirit to be sensitive, because I look out to pray for women, to bond with them, to let them know how I got where I am. But see, it was trials and tribulations. I've had women say, oh, I wish I had your spirit. How did you get like you are? I said, how much time you got? It came from heartache and pain and suffering. But see, God knew he was nothing. He said, I'll never leave you alone. So it is for others. It's for others. And see, I know now. See, I was a little girl. I went through that phase. I didn't know I was special anymore. But I'm telling you, That anointing that comes upon you and the hunger and thirst after righteousness, you don't have no time for no dumb stuff. And see, you want to be available for those that are hurting. It is our responsibility, yes, because that is your sister, that is your brother. So I would say you get yourself ready to be blessing women. My son said to me one day, you know what, Mom? I said, what? This is my baby son. I know what forgiveness looks like. And I said, how do you know what it looks like? He said, because I look at you. He said, Mom, as a little boy, I used to look at you and I just used to smile because I know what you had been through. And you never said anything evil. That's another thing. I never said that dog, he hurt me. And never. But all my kids will tell you, I never did that. Never. I prayed for him because I want his soul to go to heaven. I prayed for him. But I just want to drop that.
No, and I appreciate that. And again, just great sage wisdom. And, you know, one of the things that people don't realize is that why is it important to forgive? When we are residing in a place of unforgiveness, unforgiveness is a condition of the past.
The heart, yes.
Unforgiveness is a condition of the past. And we serve a now God. So I can't be connected to my now God if I am residing in the past. And unforgiveness is a condition of the past. And so it's just like you're driving in the car looking backwards.
Yes.
You're literally driving the car, but you have your head turned backwards. If you try to drive a car with your head turned backwards, you will crash.
Yes.
And yes, occasionally you have the rear view mirror that causes you to see and reflect back. But you have to move forward. And so it's so important to understand that if you are not getting the results that you desire in your life, you may be dealing with unforgiveness. And you know, we know when we have unforgiveness. We know. We literally have just a few moments. It's amazing how quickly time flies. But I'm going to give you the announcement one more time. The lines are open, our program is open, and we do invite you to share in the discussion. Maybe you have a quick question or a comment, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you got to call in quick, because we only have a few moments, 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about the book, and is it available for people to get it? Or
yes.
Okay.
They can go on Amazon, or they can go through me, and I will mail them the book.
So tell them, how would they get in touch with you to make that connection for getting the book? And give us the title of the book again.
Every Woman Has a Story. Chronicles of a Loose Woman.
I love
Chronicles of a Loose Woman. Five women that told their stories. All different. And my daughter.
And I know that this is just volume one. I'm sorry, say that again?
And my daughter is one on there, Veronica Sanders Lee. She's one of the ones that told her story. And you know what? The blessing, my daughter and I, we had a healing. And she did not understand why I wasn't available for her from age 14 to maybe like 18. And that didn't, it never came out. We never talked about it. She never said anything. And so healing continued to go on and on and on. But I said, I wasn't available to you because I couldn't. I was broken. I was bruised. I was trying to breathe and stay alive. And that healed her. She said, Mom, I didn't even realize that. Because, see, kids think that, you're mom, you know, you're strong. They don't realize what we're going through because we do it day by day. And kids just don't understand what the emotional upset that we've had. Our lives were turned upside down, and still we're trying to be mothers.
Wow, I love that. And I thank you, Pastor Joanne, my beautiful, beloved sister friend. Thank you so much for agreeing
You're
to share
so
a piece of your story with us here on Motivational Monday. Before we close out, and we literally have 30 seconds or so, Please share with our global listening audience how they can get the book from you and how they would connect with you offline to be able to do so.
Okay. I can give them my phone number, and I'll give them my address as they call in. Is there any way they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely.
Through
so,
you.
Hi,
yeah.
This is how we'll do it. That's perfect. If you want to make the connection with Pastor Joanne Sanders and get the book, visit our Motivational Mondays Facebook form. Motivational Mondays Facebook form. It is an open group. You can jot a note there. You can send and message me with an inbox. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We are here, of course, faithfully every Monday so that you can get your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. Coach Adams offers a full circle of empowerment. To learn more, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Pastor Joanne, again, thank you so much to our global listening audience.
Oh,
thank you for
so
tuning
welcome.
In.
Thank you for
this concludes. Absolutely. I got to get Veronica on the show to share her story as well. This
okay,
concludes.
Was...
Yes. Put that in the atmosphere. This concludes today's installment of Motivational Mondays. This is Coach Adams signing off for now with our in-studio guest, Pastor Joanne Sanders. I coach and you win. Tell a friend to tune in with you on next week.